Salam. Welcome to day 3 of course 4. And today I'm going to go over the first phrase that opens the Quran. You know, it's very important to understand that the first phrase that we utter as we start reading the Quran or as we open the Quran has a cornerstone value, has a very fundamental implication for the entire discipline, not only of Islam, but for the entire discipline of all scriptural religions, as well as for humanity in general. So the term that opens the Quran is Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to first give you a word-to-word translation of this term. It's actually 4 words. First is Al. And Al is a term that is used to make a proper noun in Arabic. For example, if I say a book, you know, any book, if I'm just saying a book, I will say Kitab. But if I want to say the book, I'm describing a specific book with a title and with a story attached to it, I will say the book. Now that the in Arabic is al. So when I attach that al to any word, it becomes a proper noun. And it becomes an all-inclusive term. It increases in its breadth and its inclusiveness. Okay? So, al, that is the first word. The next word is hamd. Hamd. And if you have ever heard an Arabic-speaking person saying alhamdulillah, what you hear as the dominant sound is hum. And that humd means praise. To praise something. But more than praise, it means appreciation. In a positive sense. In the most positive sense. Appreciation. Praise. Recognition. And this is the type of appreciation that we extend to something or someone that we love from the core of our heart. This is not just any praise. This is not just a superficial, oh, this is so nice, you know, you are so pretty, this is so good, this feels so great. You know, this is not that kind of an appreciation. This is a praise or an appreciation that is developed after understanding each and every part and component of a phenomenon and then arriving at a conclusion which is nothing but love, which is nothing but amazement and wonder at the beauty or at the efficiency or at all the positive aspects of a creation. Now, if you detach yourself for a little bit from this kind of, from the Quranic description, you know, imagine looking at a painting, looking and deciphering and understanding and perceiving the colors and making connections and sort of going into the depth to the extent where you finally see what the artist was seeing when he drew, when he made the painting, when he created that work of art. And then, you know, when you reach that point, the ah that you utter at that point is hamd in Arabic. And even beyond that, this is a plain appreciation. But even beyond that, you know, when you say, what an artist, you know, what a hand that created this, what a creative mind, you know, and wow, blessed be this creative mind, and you know, so well endowed and so rich and so beautiful. And you keep on saying this till you reach a point where you have to say, you know, what an amazing creator. Who created this mind? Who created this mind who had the ability to create such a symphony of colors and such a pleasure and such a joy in a picture? So see how a continuous appreciation and a continuous understanding and a continuous search for the creator leads you to an appreciation of the ultimate creator. That creator is the one who is really worthy of all praise. Isn't it? Think about it. No matter how much I appreciate the painting, I cannot but appreciate the painter who created it. And no matter how much I appreciate the painter whose hand created the painting, it is inevitable that I will reach the creator who created the painter. And this is the embodiment, this is the description of this term, Alhamd. That particular, that specific appreciation, that you develop after pondering and after thinking and after processing, you know, that appreciation, who is that for? Lillah. The li means for and only for. And then it says Allah. It's for the Almighty. That final appreciation that you develop, that recognition of the ultimate creator, is only for Allah. And the Quran begins with this term. Alhamdulillah. Have you ever thought that, you know, what is so important about this term? That this treatise of mysticism, this treatise of Islam, this treatise of humanity is opening with this term. And what does this term signify? Why is it so important that we understand that when we are completely overcome, when we are completely immersed in the love and appreciation of our Creator, this is the term that we utter. More than anything, this is a term of gratitude. In Arabic, to say thanks to the Creator, to show appreciation for the Creator, the term used is Alhamdulillah. Even before the revelation of Quran, this is a linguistic term that signifies deep gratitude. Deep gratitude. And this is the opening term for the Quran. So a limitless appreciation of the divine will always lead to recognition of the divine creator. Who is Allah? Who is the God? Who is the name that is given at the time? For Quran, Alhamdulillah. Now this term is also said to be, you know, it is a mystic teaching in Islamic mysticism that Alhamdulillah is the best prayer that somebody can say for themselves to increase their blessings. And it's really, really interesting to say, you know, what is it in this term that will increase the blessing? But Alhamdulillah is a term that denotes gratitude. As I told you, above everything, this is a term of gratitude. And gratitude is proven in religions, in scripture, in psychology, in psychiatry, in medicine, in sociology, in humanities. Gratitude is the key to a long and fulfilling and happy life, to low levels of stress, to high quality relationships, to be safe from so many, many things, many shortfalls of this life. The key is gratitude. Now let me take a digression away from the Quran here, and let's go into yogic mysticism. You know, just think about this sound, because these sounds are very important. In yogic disciplines, we know that there are mantras. And there is a mantra for the earth. You know, actually, if we are sitting, you know, while you're meditating in a yogic discipline, you're sitting and you're sitting on your bottom, on your butt. The mantra for that level is Lam. And you come up and you come up to the level of the navel, and the mantra is Ram. And you come a little more up, and then, you know, you're in the belly, and the mantra is Vam. And you come up into the chest, and the mantra is Yam. Now come up into the throat, where the thyroid gland is. Now this is yogic teaching. I'm not teaching you Quran from this. I'm just telling you the yogic mantras and the chakras and the frequencies. And in the throat, the mantra is Hum. Now say it. Hum. Feel it. This Hum is the highest mantra. And the rest of all the chakra, the other mantras that I told you, they are, first of all, they resemble Hum. And they feed this Hum. You say Lam, and you say Vam, Ram, Yam, feeding this mantra in the throat, that ultimately when you say Hum, will feed the head and will feed the divine center. This is also linked to the production of DMT in the pineal gland, which these days is interestingly, you know, it's becoming the most sought after treatment for depression. Things actually taking DMT as a drug, which is illegal, by the way, is known to and has been proven to reset the mind in such a way that patients of chronic depression came out without depression and stayed off their antidepressants. So there's something in this Hum that does produce an effect to reduce the levels of stress and depression. Now from another physical point of view, the effect of this sound, this Hum, was studied on water. Remember, we studied water memory in course 2, maybe in course 1, I don't even, it's been a while. But Dr. Masaru Emoto in Japan has done this work, and then we studied water memory as it was done by Jacques Vinist and then by the other French doctor who discovered the HIV, Dr. Montagnier. We have studied water memory in detail. Now the effect of this sound, this Hum on water is very well studied. And they are looking at the water memory that is retained when it is exposed to this sound. and more results are expected to come out of it, although I don't know what are the results. Unfortunately, the net, the internet is not a place where many Islamic concepts are propagated or are encouraged to propagate, especially in relation to science. I hope that this will be over soon and that we will be able to see the scientific effects of this sound. But, my purpose to tell you that the opening term of the Quran is Alhamdulillah, which is a term of gratitude, which not only has tremendous religious implications, it has tremendous spiritual, mystical, even physical implications. And I would encourage you to meditate with this term, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. If you cannot say it, you may listen to it, anywhere. It's all over the place. And then meditate and feel what gratitude can do to your blood flow, to your thinking, to your imagination, and to the level of contentment that you achieve during your meditation. So that is all for today, and I hope that I was able to communicate a very small part of the significance of this term in mysticism. All my love and dua. Salaam.